This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day. You know, when someone does something truly wonderful for you, sacrificially gives of themselves in some amazing way for you, you want with all your heart to be able to give them joy and appreciation for what they've done for you. Isn't that right? Well, think about what the Lord Jesus has done for you. His death on the cross, that terrible break in the perfect love relationship between him and his Father that had existed for all of eternity as he was the Son of God. He went through all of that for you and me. Peter, talking about the judgment that's coming and what the Lord has done for us, he says in 2 Peter 3:14-15, "Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him," that is Jesus, "when he returns. Be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless. And regard the patience of our Lord," the reason that he's not come to judge the world yet, but is waiting for more people to find forgiveness in Jesus Christ. "Regard the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as also our beloved brother Paul," Peter talking about the Apostle Paul, "according to the wisdom given him, wrote to you." What is Peter saying? He's saying, since you know for sure that Jesus is returning, live in a way that will bring him great joy when he returns. Be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless. Since you look for these things, Peter says. You know, Peter expects that we keep Jesus' return in our minds all the time, that we're expecting it, that we're anticipating it eagerly. Lord, you're coming back one day. Jesus will be here. What a difference that expectation would make in our daily lives. You know, if we truly believed that Jesus was returning soon, wouldn't we be much more aware of the things in our lives that need to be cleaned out and thrown away? Wouldn't we be much more careful to do those things that we knew he loved in our lives? Wouldn't we spend more time with him? Wouldn't we obey his leading in our lives? Well, guess what? He is returning at any time. The Bible says when you least expect him. Maybe tomorrow, maybe before tomorrow, maybe next month, maybe not for quite a while. But make sure that when he arrives, your relationship with him is right and good and strong, responsive, so that as he speaks to you, you're responding to him. That's what brings him joy. Be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless. I wonder, what do you need to get right with God about today? Is there something in your life that when you stop to pray, it always jumps to the front of your mind? You know that God is not pleased about it in your life. Don't you want to please him? He's the one who has done so much for you. He is that person who has made that huge sacrifice for your sake. The person you want to please, the person you want to bring joy to, that's him. Well, how can you bring joy to him in your life today? What could you do that would bring great joy to Jesus Christ? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.